Chapter 6. Sierra Vista. White Fang and Whedon Scott arrived in San Francisco. White Fang hated the city. It was crowded and the noise hurt his ears. However, they did not stay in the city. Whedon Scott took the wolf to his home in the country. At Sierra Vista, a large group of people met them. White Fang growled at them, but his master ordered him to be quiet. Life at Sierra Vista was more complex than life in the other places White Fang had lived. He had to learn about the family of the master. There was Judge Scott and his wife, the master's father and mother. There were the master's two sisters, Beth and Mary. There was his wife, Alice, and then there were his children, Whedon and Maud. Whedon was 4 and Maud was 6. White Fang quickly worked out that they all belonged to the master. Then, by watching, he slowly learned which of them his master loved most dearly. Those his master loved, he should guard carefully. White Fang saw that the boy and girl were of great value in the master's eyes. For this reason, he had to tolerate children. All his life, he had disliked children. However, he allowed these children to touch him. After a time, he even grew to like the children. Next in importance was Judge Scott. White Fang liked to lie at the judge's feet on the wide porch when he read the newspaper. However, this was only when the master was not around.